Okay, guys. Uncle Bonehead here. Back, a year or so ago, I made a video and proclaimed that my forever distro was going to be Ubuntu. I started on Ubuntu, and it was good. But you know, there's no doubt about it. Ubuntu does its thing. But there's a few problems with it and other distros too. But I think my forever home is now going to be OpenMandriva. What you're looking at here on the screen is OpenMandriva LX. Rome is the code name for it. It's 25.01. It's amazing. It does not look like this out of the box. I've done my fair share of customizing, changing the theme, icons, and all that. But this is what it looks like out of the box. Except this isn't the right screenshot. It's more of a typical KDE desktop. But, dude, here's my reasoning. Okay, reasons for Ubuntu. It's a corporate back distro. That means it's always going to be going and supported as long as the Canonical, the company behind Ubuntu, stays in business. It's relatively stable on 99.99% of hardware out there. There are paid people that are paid to make it work on everything. There's no doubt about it. Ubuntu has the largest user base in the Linux world. There's no arguing with that. There's also no arguing with, we wouldn't be where we are at in the Linux desktop world without Canonical and Ubuntu. They're the ones that put it on the map. It's got lots of support because it's got the world's largest user base. So here's the reasons against using Ubuntu. Number one, it's a corporate back distro. This is the biggest problem. No matter what Canonical says it's going to do with the desktop, that's what you're going to get. No distros like Linux Mint and Pop! OS and any of the other couple thousand that are based on Ubuntu, where all they do is strip out the themes or put a new theme and a new desktop on it and strip out snap packages. That's not an answer, because if Canonical controls the base of Ubuntu and they tell it where to go, that's where all those other distros are going to go. They will, like Linux Mint, they're going to end up eventually being forced to just go to Debian. Why they haven't done it already and they continue to use Ubuntu as the base, I'll never figure it out. Pop! OS is going to screw themselves by sticking with Ubuntu as the base. They already rip out the snap packages. But what's going to happen when Canonical decides to go even more hardcore into the snap packages and build everything else? I digress. I'm not here to debate that, and I don't want to start that. The number two reason against Ubuntu has stated an ultimate goal of moving to all snap applications. They are already removing, when you install a package, a dev package, it will automatically remove the dev package and install the snap package if there's one built for it. And they're not announcing the packages that they've got replaced as snap packages already. The only ones we know of for sure is Thunderbird and Firefox. But I ran into, I think it was Halloy. No. It was some other off-the-wall top type of package. I thought I was installing the Debian package, and it installed the snap package. Come to find out, they completely removed the dev package of it, and it was just the only way you could use it was the snap package. Number three, the large user base. Yes, it is huge. Got great support, but that's also a smack on it because you will do a search to find support for an app on Ubuntu, and you will find instructions for Ubuntu 12.04, and they're currently on 24.10 right now. 24.04 is the stable. A lot of times, those apps and those tutorials and instructions will not work on the current Ubuntu because of all the stuff that they change because it is a corporate-backed distro. Sometimes even between just LTS versions, like 24.04 and what was the one before that? 2004? No. I don't remember. Whatever it was. It just won't, they won't work. Because they do some major change under the hood and you can't get an application to work. And while, you know, while it is good and it's a great experience if it's your first Linux distro, yeah, it's great, but you're not learning Linux. You're learning Canonical's Ubuntu. Just like if you're going to go with Pop! OS, you're not learning Linux. You're learning System 76's Pop! OS. Even Fedora or Red Hat. Yeah, before you get you haters, you know, Fedora is not a corporate backed distro. Yes, it is. They may not be a corporate backed distro on paper, but in reality, when all of the developers for it work for Red Hat, that is a corporate backed distro. They are paid to work on it. So I went with OpenMan Driven. I ran across it a year or two or so ago, and I bookmarked it, and I fully meant to go check it out. I'll be honest, when I first saw it and saw that it was using DNF, I was like, oh, RPM packaging. I'm not a fan of RPM packaging because I've always used Debian. I've experimented with Fedora. I used it for about a week before I blew it away. I've used mainly Arch or Debian-based systems. And I could never get the hang of RPM packages. I don't know why. I just, they've never appealed to me. But then Lunduke did his video earlier of the year about OpenMan Driva. And I was like, you know, I'll go check it out while it's fresh in my mind. Played with it for a couple of days in a VM. And I was like, okay, that's it. I can't experience it without it being on bare metal. I got to install it on the machine and actually use it. I thought I was going to run into all kinds of problems with DNF and RPM. And let me tell you, just wasn't there. The problems just weren't there. I couldn't get any thing to go wrong. The only thing that went wrong was I went and I installed everything under the sun just to see if I could do it. And yeah, I filled up my hard drive. So I did a reinstall, and ever since then, everything's just been hunky dory. It's a independent distro. It's not based on anything. It is a direct descendant of the old Mandriva, which I believe is a descendant of Mandrake back in the golden days of Linux when it was first starting. So it's been around a while. It's not based on Debian. It's not based on Fedora, Red Hat, or anything like that. So it's totally unique and different. And it works. There's been other distros out there that try to do their own unique things and be different from all of the others. And they are shitty. I mean, absolutely shitty with a capital S. Their names slip for me right now. One of them is a KDE distro. And it's like a Frankenstein distro from 12 different other distributions that they cobbled together. And it might work, and it might not. But Open Mandriva, it actually works. It's more affectionately known as OMLX, and that is because they've always kept kept it open as to whether or not they would do a BSD version, which is very, very cool if they do. Because of the way things are going, I don't know if you guys pay attention to all the hullabaloo in the Linux world and the drama and all of the corporate push, government push, but there's some things that a lot of people do not trust when it comes to Rust and the programming language. That's entirely for a different video, and I won't be discussing that here. But I've totally changed my mind on Rust. Back when Cosmic first came out, the desktop, the System 76 is building, I was like, oh, dude, this is going to be cool. Rust is lightweight, works great. And then I did some reading, talked to some people, and Rust is not all that good. Let's just leave it at that. It's not to be trusted. So here's reasons for Open Mandriva. One, it's not a corporate-backed distro. It is solely a community-based and run and created distro. This means that if you get on the forums or in the Matrix chat room, and you're going to talk directly to the developers. They are real people, and they love real people. And it's just cool. They're the ones that have a passion for creating the distro, and they're not just some dude that's hired by a faceless company on the other side of the planet that wants to, you know, pound out a paycheck for writing a little bit of code. They're people that have a passion for what they're doing. It's what's known as a rolling distro. for those of you that don't know what a rolling distro is, it means that you install it once, and then you just update it and upgrade it over and 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 over again. And it just keeps working. You don't have to reinstall it like with Ubuntu. Yes, you can do the in-place upgrades from 2004 to 2404 LTS release, but it doesn't always work. To actually get it to work properly, you have to download the ISO, stick it on a thumb drive, and reinstall it. And that means you have to, you know, back up your data, back up your, you know, all of your apps, reinstall all of your apps because it's going to wipe all of your apps out again. Yada, 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 yada. And it's just not worth it. I mean, shit. Rolling distro is like Arch, except with Open Mandriva, it doesn't break when you upgrade. While it does use the DNF and RPMs for packaging, it's not Red Hat or Fedora. I've seen some reviews here recently about it, and all that they do is nitpick that it's not, doesn't do things like Fedora does, or it doesn't do things like the default KDE does, desktop. And it's really annoying when you people are doing distro reviews. Maybe you should actually use the distro, and if you do find a bug, go report the bug. Don't sit there and think that you act like you're doing them a favor by bitching at them and telling them that it's not Fedora, because they know it's not Fedora. That's intentional. Anyways, I digress. It does have other desktop spins, but they're not the official supported flagship, which is Roam and Rock. Rock is what they call the super stable part of it, is what I call it, and it's intended to be solid, and it's meant for like a company workstation. Roam is the one that's the latest, greatest, bleeding edge stuff. Well, it's not bleeding edge, but it's the latest, greatest, stable stuff. If you want the bleeding edge stuff, go with what's called the Cooker, which is the development one. 90% chance that, you know, something in Cooker is going to break on you. So, I lost my place. For us noobs, even though I've been using Linux for 14 years, I still consider myself the consistent noob. I just want to use the damn thing, and I want it to work. I don't want to learn how to be a developer to use something. So, for us people like me, you know, for noobs, you're learning because it is a unique and independent Linux distro. You are learning the Linux way. You're not learning a corporate-backed distro's way of doing things. But the other desktop spins, there is like... I think there's an awesome tiling window manager spin. It's not an ISO. It's something you can install. They've got a Cosmic spin, a GNOME spin, LXDEQT, and LXDE and XFCE. Use those at your own risk. Just use the rolling, the main one. You've got two different ISOs you can download. You've got the full-on, all-out loaded up one with all the extra apps, and then you've got the slim version, which is just the desktop and a few basic apps. It's just absolutely awesome. And I should have went with the slim because of all the stuff that I've installed since then. Because I can't remember what all was the default that come on the default install. The community and devs are unabashedly all about the distro, the code, and making it work. They love people and work hard to keep politics out of the software, which is something you can't hardly find in the Linux world anymore. There's no code of conduct. There's no nothing. I mean, you get together and hop on the forum or get in the Matrix channel and you talk about the software. it's nice. You're not talking about who wants to go hop in bed with who, or, you know, maps and all that stupid shit. But it's, you know, you talk about the software, and that's what's cool. When you do have a problem, they won't tell you to RTFM directly. But they do expect a few things. Let's look at it this way. You were smart enough to figure out how to download an ISO, stick it on a thumb drive, and install the software, the distro. If you run into a problem with an application or something with the distro, you should be smart enough to do some kind of research into how to fix it yourself. If you do some research and you can't find something, then go ask for help. Don't immediately hop on, you know, 2 minutes after you installed and you're like, I can't keep my cursor to do this. You know, Google it. Chances are you're going to find the answer before you go start chewing out developers that have put blood, sweat, and tears into building the distro for yours. I mean, I can tell you, after 14 years, I can verify that 75 to 80% of a user's issue with any distro or software or app that they use is caused by the user's ignorance or arrogance of any distro or any Linux situation. It's a lot easier to do your own research, try to solve the problem. If you can't find it, then go ask for help, because it's harder to admit when you were wrong than it is to actually get the answer and solve it yourself. I can verify that pretty much everything that I've screwed up on this distro was my fault, because I was stupid. And it's really not hard to figure things out. This is Falcon, by the way. I'm actually making a conscious effort to trying to use Falcon as much as I can instead of Brave, because, you know, Brave's Chromium. And I like Brave, but with the whole Google, or what do they call it, the Chromium consensus thing that they put into the Linux Foundation, I'm not a fan of it. Seems like it's just another way to skirting control back to Google. And it is kind of strange that Vivaldi and Brave is not part of the consortium, the Chromium Consortium. But anyways, I wanted to talk about in this episode, or this episode, this video, even though we're 25 minutes into it, it's not that, I mean, it's a simple distro. It just works. I've got nothing to complain about. What I'm going to do is more than just, you know, review a distro for 15 minutes and then go, you know, do like these other guys. Oh, it comes with this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Because I can't do that now, because at this point I'm damn near a month into using it, and I don't know what was already installed and what I installed. I know I installed a bunch of shit. So I'll go through and I'll do individual app reviews. It's not that I've discovered some things with KDE Plasma 6. It's cool. it's a lot better than I gave it credit for. Last time I looked at KDE was back when 5 first came out, and I hated it. I didn't like that KDE gives you 1,001 options on how to do one thing. And to really get into KDE, you're really digging into the settings. And Plasma 6, I haven't really dug into the settings. I did find out that LatteDock, which is a dock like Plink that's specifically for KDE and Qt, that looks really good. It does not work on Plasma 6. So what I did was to create this dock, this is not the Plink. This is just another panel. It's an empty panel with the icon task manager on here. And I've got all my apps saved in it that I use all the time. I'm going to go through and I'm going to talk about these apps because like Falcon is blowing me away. QOM Notes, I've tried it before and oh my God, I don't know if this is a new version of it or what, but it absolutely blows me away. It's got AI integration into it. You can use your own local AI. By the way, I do have Ollama, which is in the repos for OpenMandriva, and Alpaca, but I am using this. You can't really see the icon very good, but it's called Follamac. It is a flat pack, but it works pretty good. I've got a problem with Alpaca. I want to use Alpaca because I like Alpaca and it looks great with the theme of, that I'm using. But it's got a problem on line 24 and I haven't had time to go look into it, but I will eventually. But I do want to go over four apps real quick that are, I know one of them is for sure, is unique to OpenMandriva. This one is OpenMandriva OM Welcome. And it's just basically this welcome app that pops up whenever you first log in. You can tell it to come on, turn on the next time you start, or tell it to turn off. And it just, you know, tells you this, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes over the features, the kernel, the Plasma version, LibreOffice, the software repository selector, update configuration, bug report, tool, fresh packages and the ABF, which is the automated build farm that builds the ISOs. But you go to the configure tab, and the first thing you want to do when you install is update. You hit this and it just updates. Then there's the update configuration tool. You hit this and you configure your automatic updates. And then you can add and configure user and groups here, configure your time here, your network, install a guest account, and clean the packages, auto remove unused packages, and then K backup, which is, you know, you run your backup tool. And then they've got hardware, you know, configuring your hardware, including NVIDIA drivers, local drivers for anything that you've got that's specific. Configure your keyboard, your touchpad, yada, yada, yada. And then you go to the software, and you've got DNF Drake, Yum Extender, find additional applications, and open Mandriva repo picker. The first thing I recommend doing, depending on what you're looking for in apps, is the Open Mandriva repo picker after you do the updates. And then you figure do this, and it adds the restricted and another repo. I think you can add Brave, Google Chrome, Vivaldi, Opera, several other browser repos that you can stick on there. DNF Drake, this app is just absolutely badass. I don't know if this is something that's left over from Mandrake that they've kept, but if you're doing a update for anything, really, you can do it through here, and all you do is hit the distro sync button and it will do an update with the correct commands, all that. They've got another software package system or app center called DNF Dragora. And I don't know if this is also something that is left over from the Mandrake days, but this gives me the Synaptic Package Manager vibes. It kind of looks that way, but it's for DNF. And it's really cool. This one is good for software discovery. Yes, Discover is the App Center included with, you know, KDE, and it sucks because it's Discover. So it's really only good for discovering stuff. As far as installing stuff, don't use it. Use Dragora or DNF Drake. I've found that I prefer Dragora here or DNF Drake. If I know exactly what I'm looking for and the package name, I'll go for DNF Drake. If I want to find something, I use DNF Dragora. There is another one here. It is Flat Drake, which is on the wrong monitor. Let the package find, you know, updates. So here's Flat Drake. Looks just like DNF Drake, only this is for Flatpak, and it's got FlatHub, and it lists out, you know, your installed apps, then your what you want to install, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's freaking awesome. I believe this is version 5. There's 2 different versions, but it's an awesome, awesome thing. You can configure your desktop themes, icons, fonts, install the Cosmic Desktop. Don't do it. LXQT, you could do it. MAUI Shell, don't do it. MAUI sucks. And GNOME Desktop does work. The other two desktops do work. It's just Dome and KDE seem to be the ones that work the best. KDE, I haven't found anything that won't work on KDE, and it's just absolutely awesome. But anyways, I digress. We'll go back to security. And this is where you set up your install and configure your firewall and passwords and keys, manage your encryption keys. On the applications, these are just, you know, applications that they suggest and, you know, to use. There's like curated type things. These are awesome. A lot of people like Strawberry Music Player. I don't. I've fallen in love with QM Play 2. I'd heard of it, but never used it until I got on this one, on Open Mandriva, and it's absolutely awesome. And you can also, you know, these are your different repositories. You got main, extra restricted, non-free, and third-party repos. And, you know, if you want to contribute, this is where you go through and contribute at. So those are the four applications I wanted to go over. I'm already half an hour into this quote-unquote review, and it's going to take several days to do it. But look, this is QM Play too. There is just absolutely, I mean, come on. This is just a beautiful, beautiful music player. It's got a YouTube section where you can throw in a YouTube video link. It'll play. You got the media browser, which I've never set up. It's got, you can turn on, where is it? Your FFT, simple visualization. Let me watch. It's just a really cool player. It's also got, you know, the equalizer downloader, internet radio stations. Give it a second, they start popping up here. At one time before I did the reinstall, I had a ton of them saved, and I'm going to have to go through and do them. I believe this gets all of the radio stations from radiobrowser.net, I believe. At least that's what a lot of these remind me of and look like. You've also got lyrics lookup, subtitles browser. It's just an absolutely awesome player, and I think it's better than VLC and several other things. The only player that I would prefer to use other than QM Play 2 is MPV, and I believe it's installed by default. But anyways, I digress. That's it for this video. Go check out Open Mandriva. I've got more stuff coming. Like, I want to talk about this Lite XL. I also want to talk about QO Notes. I went from Obsidian to Simple Note to Ghostwriter to MarkNote, and now I'm on QO Notes, and I think QO Notes is going to be the one that I'm going to stick on because it's just freaking awesome. So we'll check you guys again next time. Be good, be safe. Never stick your finger where you wouldn't stick your face. Go check out openmandriva.org.